The climate is changing. So are we. I'm Laura Lynch, and I host What on Earth? That's CBC's Climate Solutions podcast. Twice a week, we take you around the world to find the people who are trying to build a better future for all of us. We explore indigenous science, new technologies. We talk openly about mental health and climate anxiety. We also take your smart questions all the time. Come find What on Earth wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Tom Harrington. The Prime Minister provided another preview today of what will be in the federal budget. Justin Trudeau spoke about new funding to expand the government's $10 a day childcare program.
We're going to make investments to expand and grow the program. We'll do this by providing over $1 billion in low-cost loans and grants directly to public and nonprofit childcare providers.
Trudeau says there will also be money to increase training opportunities for early childhood educators. He also spoke of a student loan forgiveness plan for daycare workers who choose to work in rural or remote areas. Yesterday, he announced a number of steps to help renters. With the income tax deadline looming, the Canada Revenue Agency has dropped a new filing requirement. It had said everyone with a bare trust would have to report it by April 2nd. But after an outcry from accountants and taxpayers, they put the new rule on ice. Yvette Brand explains.
Calgary tax specialist Katie Takayoka says she'd been scrambling to meet CRA's new early deadline, trying to help clients understand and file the complex form to declare bare trusts, when suddenly today the requirement was dropped.
I was equal parts livid and relieved, to be perfectly honest. It's been a lot of work, so there has been a lot of time wasted.
A bare trust is an agreement between a beneficiary and a trustee that can be anything from a joint bank account to a co-signed mortgage. John Oakey with the Chartered Professional Accountants of Canada says the new requirements were meant to catch tax cheats.
Dealing with money laundering, terrorist financing, as well as looking at tax evasion.
But a lot of average Canadians were getting caught in the net, so only 2 days before the deadline, CRA put the whole thing on hold for now. Yvette Brand, CBC News, Vancouver.
Canada's Supreme Court has upheld a requirement from a Yukon First Nation that elected officials live on settled land. The High Court dismissed an appeal from Cindy Dixon, who argued the requirement violated her equality rights as guaranteed under the Charter. She'd been prevented from running for a council seat because she lived in Whitehorse. The court admitted Dixon's Charter rights were breached, but ruled it was justified under a section of the Charter that protects collective Indigenous rights. Four Ontario school boards are suing the world's biggest social media companies for disrupting the way kids learn. They accuse the companies behind TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and Snapchat of creating unsafe and addictive products.
It's really important to understand the effect that these products are having on our children and pay close attention to it.
Lawyer Duncan Embry represents the school boards, which are seeking $4 billion in damages. TikTok says it has safeguards for children already in place, while Snapchat insists it plays a positive role in helping teens feel connected. Former cryptocurrency mogul Sam Bankman-Fried has been sentenced to 25 years in prison. The founding CEO of the failed crypto exchange known as FTX was convicted on fraud and conspiracy charges last fall. Senior business reporter Anis Haidari has the details.
Umbrellas were out as Sam Bankman-Fried's parents left court on a rainy Thursday. They just found out their son, otherwise known as SBF, is heading to prison for more than two decades. Bankman-Fried ran one of the world's most popular trading platforms for digital cryptocurrency, FTX. After its collapse, he was convicted of fraud and conspiracy in November, finding his company tried to patch over big drops in crypto values using customer deposits. The judge in the U.S. District Court also ordered SBF to forfeit more than $11 billion U.S. dollars, which could go to some of the victims. The 25-year sentence falls short of what prosecutors were asking for. They wanted 40 to 50 years. It's a big and expensive fall from grace for the 32-year-old who had only started his crypto exchange back in 2019. Anis Haidari, CBC News, Calgary.
And that is your World This Hour. For CBC News, I'm Tom Harrington.